Junk food to be banned in English schools. October 1, 2005. The British Education Secretary, Ruth Kelly, announced that junk food is to be banned from schools in England from September 1, 2006. Items such as crisps, sweets, chocolate bars, and chewing gum are expected to be among the items banned. Junk foods are classified as those high in fat, salt, or sugar. Recently, the British government committed £280 million to improving school food over the next 3 years. The action by the British government to ban junk food has already sparked debate in Ireland whether they should follow suit. Junk foods may affect aggressive behaviour and school performance. Dr. Stephen Schoenthaler, a professor of criminal justice at the California State University in Stanislaus, has long argued that there is a link between a healthy diet and decreased aggressive behaviour, as well as with increased IQ and school performance. Dr. Schoenthaler is well known for a youth detention centre study where violations of house rules fell by 37% when vending machines were removed and the cafeteria replaced canned food by fresh alternatives. He summarises his findings by saying that having a bad diet right now is a better predictor of future violence than past violent behaviour. In a very large test, Schoenthaler directed a study in meals at 803 New York City schools in low-income neighbourhoods, finding that the number of students passing final exams increased by 16%. Critics have questioned some of Dr. Schoenthaler's findings due to the lack of placebo control groups. However, more recent work by Dr. Bernard Gesch, a psychologist at the University of Oxford, has placed some of the work on a more scientific footing. The short-term behaviour consequences of ingesting sugar are well understood. An initial burst of energy, followed by a sugar low in which your body produces adrenaline, which makes you irritable and explosive. However, Schoenthaler and Gesch suggests that there are long-term impacts over and above the short-term consequences of blood sugar variations.